Let's go to the trials. Yes, they're on at the Warwick Farm this morning, but we're able to jag Jason Collett. He's hoping to return with a winner or two tomorrow. He hasn't ridden for just over a month, I think. Good morning to you, Jason.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. You want to be there right now, don't you, after being out of action for just over a month?
Yeah, about 5 weeks. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Do you obviously ride plenty of track work? What did you do while you weren't riding in races?
I rode a fair bit of track work, track work trials. I went away for a weekend, but didn't really do a hell of a lot, really. Shifted houses, which was a bit of a big move. But apart from that, it was a pretty low-key time.
Did you carry all the furniture? That would have given you a bit of exercise shifting house, mate.
I got some removalists in.
And watch them lift it. Oh, come on, Jace. That's something I'd do.
Hey, look, I'm not that big a guy. So.
Nah, that's good. Are you a jockey that, with the weights that you ride in races, that the weight is pretty comfortable even despite the fact that you have 5 weeks off?
I've got a pretty good diet, which I've altered sort of as I've gone along, learned a few things, and it's at the point now where it's manageable, where I understand it a lot better and know how to manage it better. So it's not too much of a worry.
Yep.
Not to say, like, I'm not a lightweight rider by any means, but I'm able to manage it better, yeah.
Well, you're on a couple of decent horses tomorrow that you know about. Bonnie O'Reilly's come back and goes into the Scirocco tomorrow, but she sort of picked it up even first up there, didn't she?
She did. She did that pretty easy with the big weight.
How do you see it tomorrow then? I guess the draw makes it a little bit awkward.
Yeah, she's won that can draw a barrier, or in this case can't. It's either yay or nay for her in regards to barriers. And unfortunately tomorrow, she is drawn out there, which will make it a bit more difficult. She comes back in weight, which is she's quite well off really for this race, set weights and penalties.
Yeah.
Her work's well. She's well going into it, so we're just going to work out a plan later tonight.
And see what happens. Do you ride her in work, Chase?
I did. I went in there the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks off. Yeah, trialled her, ridden her in her final gallops.
And does she give you the indication that, I know the last time you rode her it was in the Tats Tiara, but before that, does she give you that feel that she's taken that step as a five-year-old mare?
Yeah, hey, she's a good track worker. Just need to sort of hold her back, really, without stop her from doing too much. Yeah, so really happy with her going into Saturday.
Sir Plush is another one that runs in the second last tomorrow. Again, it'll need a 10 out of 10 ride from the draw you've got.
Yeah, again, that's going to make things a bit more tricky for him. But I think he could be more suited. If he's ridden a bit quieter this time around, he's gone forward where, he does have the speed, but it's not real natural to him to just jump and run like that.
He
sort of has to be put into that position and used. So, again, I'll have a good look at the form and work out a plan, but he may be better just ridden quieter and coming underneath him. And he's got a very good turn of foot when he's ridden like that and saved for that one run. So, that could be the case.
We've seen that a couple of times. There was one run there where, was it behind? I'm just looking at the form. Behind Calander, going back, I know it was mid-year and it was on a rain-affected track, Brenton Abdullah ride, but we saw the horse really finish off nicely, and it's got form behind Washington Heights, who we've obviously seen a couple of times this spring already.
Yeah, exactly. I rode him that day against Washington Heights, and we went forward off an awkward alley and had to use him. And he sat outside the leader that day, but was pressured, taken on. And it just takes away from his finish.
Yep.
I think if he's just saved sort of to that point, then he'll have a better turn of foot and a better finish on him.
Yep, understand. That's in race 8 tomorrow, race 8 number 6. Just thought we'd grab you. I know you're out at the trials this morning. Thank you for your time. Good to know and good to see the name Jason Collett back in our riding ranks tomorrow. Hope it's a good day.
Yeah, cheers, Andrew. Thanks.